What up, everyone? We got a code purple level emergency right now. Starlink is out with some new data on X. They just put out a progress report saying Starlink is connecting more than 2.3 million people in over 70 countries. This means they have 2.3 million customers. For those SpaceX investors out there, for the Starlink nerds, this means we can calculate how much revenue Starlink is making, how much the company's worth, how close we are to funding Mars. In general, because this is how SpaceX plans to get us to Mars and actually pay for it, is with this crazy Starlink project to bring internet around the world. So now that we know 2.3 million people are using it, we can do an estimate. They have so many different plans for Starlink, starting at $120 a month for standard households. That used to be $99 a month. Plus, you got to pay like $500 something bucks just to get the hardware installed. There you go. Check out the hardware. Like this pretty cool satellite device, up to $2,500 for the high performance hardware, $500 a month. Then they have all these other cool, crazy different use cases for Starlink that have been happening. Starlink for boats. They've also been putting it on planes, which seems to be a very potential lucrative use case. What is Starlink average revenue per 2.3 million customers? I would say $100 a month times 2.3 million times $12 a month. We're looking at 2.8 billion, almost 3 billion in revenue. If you include the hardware revenue, then Starlink is definitely above a $3 billion revenue run rate right now. In my estimates, Starlink has a bigger and broader mission than that. It's to connect everyone in the world with high-speed internet in places that are really hard to get to. This is going to bridge the digital gap of, you know, people not having access to great education. Well, if you have AI on the internet, then any kid anywhere in the world has the same opportunities to try and learn and access this crazy pool of knowledge. So access on the internet, not only that, but it can save lives in remote locations. I personally am a little nerding out about the fact that all of the proceeds from Starlink literally go to funding Mars and colonizing a new planet for humans, which is insanely epic. So the bottom line is Starlink, with $3 billion in revenue run rate right now, I would say could be valued at about $50 to $100 billion. And you might be like, oh, that's crazy. You know, 10 times price sales is already a lot. So three would be $30 billion. But that $3 billion number is growing like crazy. I found this leak from Forbes. Not sure how accurate it is, but it's Forbes saying that the Wall Street Journal said that Starlink did $222 million in 2021 revenue. And then that went up to $1.4 billion. So $200 million. To $1.4 billion. Now they're already at $3 billion. So I would say their revenue is probably going to hit around $3.5 billion for the full year of 2023. Next year, it might scale to $7 billion, $8 billion. And you know, I don't know. So 10 times sales of $7 to $8 billion feels right to me. I also have these funny projections that I made about 2 years ago, actually a little over 2 years ago at this point, and they're still kind of on point. I would take down this $4 billion number, though, if we adjust these a little bit. So I quickly adjusted these numbers. Even if we assume that growth is less than 100%, goes to 4 million users by the end of 2024, we'd be looking at almost $5 billion in ARR. And then if we go to 2025 with 7 million users, also under that 100% growth rate, which seems very doable, 7 million people using Starlink in the next 2 years, that will get us to an $8.3 billion revenue run rate. That's recurring revenue. Once you sell the hardware for pretty much break even up front, you launch all the satellite, all that recurring revenue could get extremely high margin in the long run. Like that $8 billion in revenue could be pumping out a few billion in cash flow, and that's already all the fixed costs. So by the time we get to $20, $25 billion in earnings from Starlink, the fixed costs are still $5 billion, $10 billion, and you're printing $10, $15, $20 billion in cash. So I think Starlink easily has the potential to be worth hundreds of billions of dollars, if not half a trillion, if not in a moonshot scenario, $1 trillion as the backbone of connectivity for Earth, for Mars. Obviously, there's still going to be landlines and all this other stuff, but the satellite internet is a huge and extremely valuable piece of the connectivity pie. SpaceX owns it, and it means the chances of us going to Mars are increasing. So anyway, huge news from Starlink, 2.3 million people connecting because of these reusable rockets. And let me know what you think in the comments below. This has been a Code Purple last minute late night hyperchange update. Hope y'all enjoyed it.